This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello everyone, this is Mika.
Hello Mikael, this is Abdulmanan.
Hello Mikael.
Hello, you hear me?
Hello, Zaid. We can hear you clearly. Thank you.
Thank you, Ziad from Tunisia. Thank you.
Okay, so it's 6 past the hour. So there are a few of us here. I just wanted to ask, should we get started or should we still wait for others to join?
I think we can wait another 5 minutes.
Okay, we can.
So we'll wait a couple of minutes and then we'll start.
Okay, that's fine.
In the meantime, maybe we can discuss the agenda. What we're going to talk about today. So basically, we had a couple of things. First, principles for variance, which are on the screen right now. From last time, we said that we will discuss the variance starting from the definition of variance we did for root zone LBR. And then there were a couple of things which were added by a few things which were suggested by Rai. So we could do, this is one of the things we wanted to do today. The second thing was look at the Arabic LGR, which has been proposed. And Ikan just sent an email out. So I think that email is in the context of the Arabic LGR which was sent out, so that can actually be added to the discussion. So at least those 2 points. I don't think we made any significant progress as far as UA universal acceptance is concerned, so I don't think we would need an update on that this time. But we do want to very briefly talk about the face-to-face meeting. So, in any case, that's what we need to do. I guess the question was that should we start with the principles or should we start first with the Arabic LGR? Because the LGR obviously has references to both the code points as well as variance. So some discussion on principles on variance may need to discuss the Arabic LGR fully. So in any case, perhaps we could do principles and then Arabic LGR and then face-to-face meeting. But if you guys want to do LGR first, Arabic LGR first, then we can switch and bring that up on the agenda. What do you guys think? Can you hear me now, or seems like you're having problems hearing me? Okay, did you understand what I just said? Do you have any opinions on that? Okay, let me repeat. Basically, we have three things to discuss today. principles for variance. The Arabic LGR, and we have Mikhail's comments in that context as well. And then the third thing is the face-to-face meeting. So I was suggesting we do principles of variance and then Arabic LGR and then face-to-face meeting. I just wanted to reconfirm whether that is okay to proceed in that order.
Okay, it's okay for me.
Okay, so it's 12 past the hour. I think we should probably start. So basically, as we just discussed, let me expand this a bit. So let's start with the principles, and the principles we have okay, I see Abdul Monam saying that he does not see the uploaded file. Can others see it? Okay, so Abdul Monam, you may need to reconnect to make sure that it's visible on your end as well. But in any case, if you can't see it, you can open up the file I sent through email. It's the same file. And we are on section 2.2.3.
Okay.
All right. So, as I said, these principles are coming directly from the LGR root zone LGR work we did, and I just wanted to revisit these with all of you to see whether. The same would also apply to the second level. There's some leading text which is generic, and I think that can potentially still be applicable to second level. Let's start with the first principle, which says two code points are variants if they are visually identical in any one of the four positions and forms, isolated, initial, medial, or final form. So this would generally hold for second level as well, in my opinion. Anybody else think otherwise? So this is okay for second level as well?
Just okay. 1 minute to read it again, please.
Okay. Should I read it again or you just need a minute?
Wait a minute, please.
So basically, this is... Yeah. So we're talking about number one at this time, which says that if two code points are visually exactly the same, there will be variance because there would not be any way to tell them apart.
Agree.
Okay, thank you. Example, of course, is the medial form of kaf for Arabic and Persian kaf. They are identical. So the second one is two code points are variants if they are visually similar and if at least a subset of Arabic script using community employs the two code points as stylistic variations of one and another within the calligraphic tradition. So again, these are now language level variants, not script level variants we are talking about. This particular principle still looks at Arabic script using community, which is fine. Question is that would this still hold for language-based LGRs? Example of this kind of variant is the kaf for Arabic or Persian, and then the swash kind of kaf, which was, I think, let me give you the code point for those. Hold on.
Could we replace the words visually similar by having the same homograph?
No, because in these cases the these are not homographs. These are actually different glyphs. That's why those which are identical are covered by variant, the principle, first principle. These are cases which are actually different visually. But
okay.
They are still considered variants, and I'm just going to type the example. Hold on. Yeah. So if you look at these two, they're still considered a variation of each other. For example, in Arabic. Six AA and 643. The question is that is this or should this be applicable for language level analysis? Or should we simplify this rule for language level analysis? So for example, we could so I'm just going to give you an simplification of this principle, and then we can discuss the applications. So one option, of course, is that we say that two code points are variants if they're visually similar and if at least if and the language community employs the two code points as stylistic variations of one another rather than the Arabic script community. Let me copy that text here. So this is the text I'm proposing as a possible variation. So two code points are variants if they are visually similar and if the relevant language community employs those two code points as stylistic variations of one another within that calligraphic tradition. So if, for example, we're talking about Urdu, the two code points noon and noon without the dot, they are considered independent letters. However, noon and noon without the dot may be actually considered variants of each other in some other languages. So, for example, Arabic as used in Western Africa or some other parts of Africa, as we saw for root zone work. So the question is that based on that, should noon and noon without a dot be considered as variants in Urdu as well? Because as I said,
can I ask something?
They are distinct in Urdu. Yeah, please go ahead, Nikhil.
Yes, thanks. What's the audience of the language tables we are developing now? This is second level, but I mean, what does this in practice mean? So it means that if we develop a language for Urdu, only speakers of Urdu will use it, presumably in Pakistan. I don't know if in what other countries Urdu is used. Or could it be that, for example, people in Saudi Arabia of the Urdu community also register, also use those language tables in Saudi Arabia because they want to register Urdu language labels under the .saudia domain zone or whatever.
Right. So I'm
not sure what the scope here is.
Right. Geographically, I think we cannot restrict it. However, we could assume that the person who's using the table has some level of competency with Urdu language.
So this principle is a bit restrictive, I believe, towards other languages. If we assume that for the most part, people are aware of those things and keep them separate in their minds and in their usage. But it's kind of a safeguard in case they don't. So the principle could be a bit overly greedy in the case of second level. But I'm not sure. This is, yeah. It's like I said, it's difficult to say. There are arguments for and against. That's about
right. So
nothing. Thanks. I was done. Thank you.
Okay. So one thing I was thinking was that if you just take the Urdu case, between so I'm talking about these two letters. It's too small. I'm not sure whether you guys can see it or not. But these two are, as I said, distinct letters in Urdu. but they could be construed as variants in some of the languages. So for Urdu audience, if well, this is probably not a good example. I think maybe a better example is 6AA and 643. So if those question, so that I think there are two cases here. One is that they're visually similar and they are considered visually similar within the language itself, as in 6AA and 643. And in that particular case, I think they should be considered variants. However, there's the second case to this rule, which is that two characters may be visually similar, may not be quote-unquote same in the language itself, but they may still be construed as visually same or similar in another language. In that case, if the domain name is presented to that particular language audience, they may confuse two labels which contain only a difference of these two letters or those two letters. And therefore, the community which is outside that particular language, so if you're talking about, let's say, Noona, Noona, Urdu users will not get confused in this particular case. However, Arabic language speakers may still get confused by looking at these two strings. And therefore, people which are familiar with the script but not familiar with the language can potentially face a phishing issue due to this. So question is that do we need to be ultra conservative and say that anybody who uses the script, if they get confused, there is a possible phishing issue, and therefore we should make them variants, or we should be lesser conservative and say that we expect that if somebody is using the language table, we expect that person to have the knowledge of the language, and therefore if it is confusable within the language, of course, that's fine, that should be variant. But if it is not confusable within the language, since the scope is smaller, we should not consider those two things as variants. Do you understand what I am trying to explain? So any comments on, do we do this script level conservatism or we just do a language level conservatism? I think that's a basic question.
I think we decided that we don't we will include the language and in the second level, right?
Right, but when we get a domain name label, an argument could be, I guess we could argue on both sides. So I'm arguing from the script side here. When we get a domain name label, you cannot really tell the language, right? Anybody who knows the script would be able to read the domain name label.
Yes, but we could restrict mixing languages. So if it's used in a certain language, it depends on the case of this language. If these scripts are mixable or not, if they are considered variants in the language or not.
So you are arguing in the favor of language-based variants and not script-based variants.
Yeah, I think in this case it would be better.
Okay, great. Thank you. Anybody else wants to? Abdul Monam is saying he is unable to hear me. Again, we're talking about language level variants versus script levels. Hazem just said that we should restrict ourselves to language-based variants and not overgeneralize to script level variants. Is that generally agreeable with everybody, or does anybody think we should still consider script level variants for language level analysis?
Sarmad, this is Nabil. I didn't get this point. Can you explain further?
Sure. So let me briefly explain. We're looking at number 2 in the variant principles. Currently, as principle number 2 is set up, it says that if anybody in using language in Arabic script considers two characters as variants, these will be variants for the root zone analysis. Since we are now doing language level analysis, not the script level analysis, for the second level and not for the root zone, question is that, there are two options. First option is we say that this is language level analysis, so only those two characters are variants which are considered variants by the language. The second option is we say that even though we are doing language level analysis, domain names can still be read by anybody who is in a way proficient in the script. So we say that so if two characters are variants in any Arabic script using community, we make them variants. Even though we are doing language level analysis. So that's sort of an ultra conservative approach, whereas I guess question is whether we do a script level variant analysis or language level variant analysis. And so far the proposal on the table by Hazem is that we should keep the variant analysis at language level, since it is a language level table.
I would agree with this point, yes. I would prefer to go with language analysis rather than script analysis, because we are in the second level and we are making language tables. And also we have a rule that we will not be able to mix script from different languages in the same label. So keeping in mind that we are using some words, for example, just in Arabic language, so the rules should follow Arabic language, which will be the same case with Urdu, with Pashto, and other Arabic script languages. That's my point.
So I just recopied the slightly modified text for number 2, and I would then ask you all whether this is then okay. This is just an edit for number 2, and it's posted in the chat box. So instead of relevant script using community, it says relevant language community. So Hazem is okay with it. What about others? Are you okay with this wording, or would you want to change it to something else? Okay, so there seems to be a general agreement that this is fine. Anybody who opposes this change or has other ideas before we move forward to number three? Okay, then we'll keep the revised wording. Nikal's typing, so let's see what we have to say before we move on. Okay, so Nikal is saying that he'll abstain for now. He probably wants to think through this further. So we keep the revised wording, and obviously we can always come back and review it in case there is additional arguments to change it. Okay, so let's move on to number three. Number three says two code points are variances that are visually similar to the degree that at least a subset of Arabic script community using Arabic script using community may consider two as stylistic variations of each other, even where such consideration is not part of.
Can I just ask if they are?
Sorry. You had a comment? Okay. So, in this case, this should be restricted to language as well. And if it is restricted to language, then is there a difference between two and three? Well, the difference between 2 and 3 is that number 2 is pertaining to stylistic variation, which is within the calligraphic tradition, and number 3 is stylistic variation, which is not part of the calligraphic tradition. So 6AA versus 643 is established part of a calligraphic tradition as variants of each other. But there may be other letters which may not be established calligraphic tradition, but they may still be variants.
Different African and non-African writing traditions.
So there is also rule number 5, which particularly refers to Western African orthography. I think we'll come to that. So this is, I think, perhaps not the same. I think at this time we may be able to keep it, but Hazem is saying that we should change the script community to language community as well. If you generally agree, then we can keep it and change this to language community as well. Nicole, is that okay that we discuss the Western African orthography in 5, and then if you think it is still applicable here, then we can, I guess, once we've discussed 5 and we still think this needs to be revisited, we can come back to 3 and see whether we need to make further adjustments. But until that point, is it okay to change script community to language community? Everybody. This is what Hazan's suggestion is.
Yes, I think it shouldn't be a problem. I'm trying to think right now what's the difference between subpoint 3 and subpoint 5, because I think the difference is exactly the same. Maybe something that's skewed along the way. I think this refers to the same thing. So I assume that eventually we'll be able to merge the 2 points. But no problem about changing the wording with towards language, I think. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, my Mika. Anybody else? This is what is being proposed. Are you generally agreeable with this change? Yeah, so now I think I remember what we were, an example for this case. This was the case in which, for example, the dots can be rotated. So two horizontal dots become two vertical dots.
Yes, you're right. I remember.
So those are not considered generally calligraphic, established calligraphic tradition, but some people may find that confusing. But the question is that if two letters are like that, and there are examples, for example, in Sindhi, well, maybe or maybe not, let me very quickly look at Sindhi Omicot page. Just to get sure. Yeah. So, if you all can quickly look at Sindhi example, I just shared the link. There is a te with two horizontal dots in Sindhi, and also a te with two vertical dots. And in this particular case, since this we are talking about the language context, the particular language will not consider those two things as distinctly different. So if we make it a language-based analysis, the 2 days will not be variance. But if we keep it more generic and do a script level analysis in this case, the two letters will be considered variants. So question is that, so if you make this change, which we are suggesting, which is a language-based analysis, then we'll say that the two te with the horizontal dot and the two vertical dots will not be variants. If we keep the original wording, with script level analysis, we are saying that even for Sindhi, even though these are distinct letters, they horizontal dot sente with vertical dots will still remain variants. So do you understand the difference, and do you still agree that we should keep the language-based analysis? Mikal, I don't understand. Are you suggesting we keep the script level analysis, or are you suggesting we keep the language level analysis?
Sorry, maybe I mixed it up. I was trying to say that we should keep it as it is, because I think in this case, the script level principle is useful.
If that is the case, then should we keep number two as script level as well? Because then we use it in a similar theme.
I think there's a difference between the two.
Okay.
Because number one,
number one is identical, so that obviously is...
No, sorry, yes, I was correcting myself. So we're talking about number two and number three. So number two is our cases where... I think number three, people would be less aware of such possibilities of mixing up things. So my intuition says clearly keep it number three, drop it number two. If you want me to explain it verbally in more detail, I have to think about how to conceptualize it. But I think there's a difference between the two.
Okay, sure.
Maybe psycholinguistically. Thanks.
I'm just going to make sure that we don't... we actually have a separate rule for dot orientation, which is coming up next. So I should probably go back and see if we actually have what is the exact context of rule number three. So dot orientation, which I was referring to, is explicitly called out in rule number four. Sorry for that. So that's separated out. I'm just going to go very quickly and look at our LGR proposal and see what number three is for. So three is being used for Sema, Ruta, and Hay, and Hay with Hamza and Hay is used for anything else. Okay, so three is also being used for the ga, ga sound, ga, with the ga with the, it's like a kaf with a slash above and kaf with a circle for Pashto. Those two are both the ga sound, therefore they're being used as variants 2-3. Wow and Wow Hamza is also an example of 3U. So those sort of things. So Wow and Wow Hamza kind of things are certainly applicable in Arabic and Urdu and many of the other cases. So I would suggest we keep it. Sorry to have sort of led you in the dot orientation discussion, but that's, let's separate it out in number four, for number four. So let's look at Wow and Wow Hamza case and Hey and Te Mazuta kind of cases. See whether we want to do a language level analysis or script level analysis for these kind of cases. So let's call out for your opinion again. In this more restricted scope of this experience. So for number three, we have Wow, Wow Hamza, Hey, Hey Hamza, A and Te Mazuta, those kind of cases. So they're certainly applicable at language level. Do we need to make it applicable at script level for language level analysis? So suppose there is a language which has Wow and Wow Hamza as distinct letters. Should there be variance in that language because Wow and Wow Hamza are variants, for example, in Urdu or Arabic?
No.
So, Mikal, you're saying that we then do a language level analysis?
Difficult question. So in the scenario depicted, I think the answer is no. If a language has both those code points, Wow, with and without a Hamza, and they use a separate letter, in LGR tables, probably that would, in language level tables, that would probably be too restrictive. But there are different
but
scenarios.
But you don't understand that somebody reading this from a different language will then get confused between those labels, right? But for number two, even knowing that we've said that we will keep our analysis at language level, for language level. Yeah, so I think this is a very fundamental theme. Are we restricting our variant analysis for language level, or we are generalizing that for script level? Even for language tables. And so far what we've said is that we're not generalizing, over-generalizing at script level, and we are going to keep our analysis at language level for variants.
I think that there is no global answer to this question. It depends on the case. So, for example, in the Cindy case you were discussing earlier, which should be point number four, I think we should opt for script level. In point number two, I think it would be reasonable to opt for language level as we had decided maybe 20 minutes ago or something. So it depends on the cases. I don't think there's a global answer to that question.
Okay. So let's talk about then the third case. What should we do in this particular case? And the example is Wow and Wow.
The problem is, I think, that there are differences in prioritization in this, in the minds of speakers. So, for example, if we have a variation which occurs at the highest script level, which in our case is use of Arabic script for the writing of Fusa, of Quran, I think all people might possibly be confused by something like that. If, for example, we have a variation in a rather distinct writing tradition, it would be difficult to mirror it up. So we have to take into consideration that all people share a common basis. And if the variation was established in that basis, I think it creates more problems also at script level. If, however, the variation is more localized, then I think it would be overly conservative to expect that, for example, a reader and writer of Arabic language only would become confused. Does that make any sense?
Yes, I do understand that there is a difference at that level. So then how do we address that in a way that is written out?
I think we need to change the principles. I mean, I think we need to change the categories, like, and it's not about script level and language level. It's about variation at the core and variation at the fringes. I think variation at the core must be considered at script level. Variation of the fringes, or only in fewer languages, could be left at language level. Something like that, yeah.
So Waw and Waw Hamza would be something at the core, from what I understand. Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
And therefore, it should be considered more at a script level, you're saying?
Yes, exactly.
All right, so we're coming on the top of the hour. Our time's up. So what I would suggest is that we continue next time on the principles. We've not obviously got time to address Arabic language table, but I guess we'll get to it when the time comes, because it's relevant. It's good to have that discussion on variance before we get to the Arabic language table itself, so that we can address the variant part of the table as well, in addition to the full point repertoire. In any case, so we'll continue on this. Thinking, Mikal, would it be, I'm not sure what your commitment levels are time-wise at this time, but would it be possible for you to sort of draft something which explains what you just said about the two levels, instead of language versus script, more about I guess global understanding of how characters are used, for example, based on Quranic
I could try. Where did you take those examples you were just citing? So you were saying that, okay, so example for this case, we had originally Waw and Waw Hamza. So where did you take these examples
right
from, please?
So if you look at our LGR root zone proposal, when we talk about variant sets, in the final column of that variant set, we write 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, and those 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 refer to these principles. Do you understand that? So if you go to variant tables within our proposal, you'll find it there. So, for example,
so, which is 4, which is 3, which is 5?
The numbers are exactly what the numbers are here. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. These are the 5 principles, or 6, I guess. Those are the 6.
Okay, I'll try. I'll take a look. I'll try to write an email.
All right, so let's continue on variants next time as well, variant principles on next time as well. So thank you all for joining the call, and we'll talk to all of you next week.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.